Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Pope. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Chuckalis. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Chuckalis. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Russ Sullivan. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Alfied Roth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Avila reaches third base with a triple. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into right field. Sullivan picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sullivan. Doby goes all the way around to score. Easter moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Easter scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Del Singh. Pope reaches second base with a double. Boone moves to third. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone scores. Pope scores. Tipton moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tipton moves to third. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland takes first base on ball four. Billy Heft now pitching. Bob Chuckalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuckalis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feed Roth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell bunts towards the mound. Heft fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Avila bunts towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to second. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mitchell moves to third. Doby moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mitchell scores. Doby scores. Easter moves to second. It's 7-0, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone strikes out. Two outs. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pope hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Easter scores. Pope moves to second. It's 8-0, Indians. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tipton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-0, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropeau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropeau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Delsing moves to second. Al Fiedroff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiedroff hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Delsing scores. Ginsburg moves to second. It's 10-1, Indians. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chuckalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuckalis is 0 for 1 in the game. Chuckalis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Avila bunts towards the mound. Heft fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pope strikes out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Tipton hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Majeski now playing second base. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Del Singh takes first base on ball 4. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into right field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Chuckalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuckalis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chuckalis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Singh throws the ball into Feed Roth, who tags Chuckalis, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Ginsburg and he is safe. Mitchell steals second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alfied Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fied Roth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fied Roth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby, who is chasing the ball. Fied Roth reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Pesky pinch hits for Billy Heft. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fied Roth scores. It's 10-2, Indians. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill White now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fied Roth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dropo is called out on strikes. One out. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Majeski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pope hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fied Roth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Tipton moves to second. Bob Chuckalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuckalis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Chuckalis hits a line drive towards short. Keene catches it and throws to first to double up Strickland. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Indians. Alfred Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fede Roth is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Fede Roth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Mapes pinch hits for Bill White. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone juggles the ball. That's an error on Boone. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mapes moves to second. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Marlowe now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Abernathy now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-4, Indians. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Delsing hits a line drive towards short. Strickland catches it and throws to first to double up Sullivan. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pope hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Pope reaches third base with a triple. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pope scores. It's 11-4, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tipton moves to second. Bill Abernathy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abernathy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Alfred Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feed Roth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Feed Roth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ginsburg moves to second. Johnny Hop pinch hits for Dick Marlowe. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hop for the out. Ginsburg moves to third. Feed Roth moves to second. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ginsburg scores. Feed Roth moves to third. It's 11-5, Indians. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Feed Roth scores. Two outs. It's 11-6, Indians. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 0-for-4 in the game. Keen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Majeski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.